USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A new report released criticizing James Comey's Clinton email probe. That 500-page report released by the Department of Justice Inspector General criticizing the former FBI director's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Director Christopher Wray saying,
"We're going to adhere to the appropriate disciplinary process. And once that process is complete, we won't hesitate to hold people accountable for their actions."
Meantime, the Justice Department allowing the $85 billion buyout of Time Warner by AT&T. A federal judge saying Tuesday the deal wasn't legal. The government trying to stop it from happening over concerns of price hikes for consumers. Officials in Germany believe they've thwarted a biological weapon attack. Police arresting a Tunisian man they believe was working to make ricin. He hasn't been linked to any specific group, and they're not exactly sure who he was targeting. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.